This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com.
Change after the hour. It's a good day program. Do I make your dreams come true? Maybe in some way, shape, or form. I'm encouraging you to try and have some fun today. The planets are aligned. The Mercury retrograde is over for all intents and purposes in the next 24 hours. So you can go back to achieving your goals. Your goal is to have some fun. Then let's get at it.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Today. It's not impossible, even though things are tough, especially talking about what the small business community has to put up with. I'm reading some more of the details, Jay, of this ridiculous, the government and its ban on all kinds of non-compete agreements. That isn't so bad. It's not good, but it's not going to be the end of the world. But for some small businesses who are just eking out, what are these people thinking? Well, maybe they aren't because they don't know any better. They're all philosophers. They're all theorists. And they haven't run businesses. So they have no idea how this rule, for those of you who don't know or haven't heard the story about what happens to small, the employees say, oh, this is great. In many instances, these companies are going to go out of business. How are they going to go from $35,000 a year, which, granted, isn't enough to live on, to $58,000 a year as a minimum in less than 6 months? What is that going to do to the guy who comes to fix your sink? How much is he going to charge you? How about the electrician that comes to fix the wiring in your house? Right? How about the guy who works on the, got a little shop and he fixes your car and he's got a couple of employees. A lot of these companies don't pay attention to the rules anyway,
People are going to be watching YouTube videos trying to figure out how to do everything themselves.
Right, exactly. It is a ridiculous ruling. It shows you how clueless this particular administration is when it comes to common sense. The ban will hit startups. The ban will hit small businesses very hard. Small firms not using non-competes for any appropriate business purposes, that's gone. So let's say there's some intellectual property involved, sensitive company information. That's all part of this, and it's been ignored. This is an alarming pattern of ridiculous activity undertaken by this, the Federal Trade Commission chairman is a wild, crazy woman named Lina Khan. She has done some crazy things since Biden got in there. She is very disliked by the business community because of all of the things that the government has filed, all kinds of lawsuits against companies. She's just disrupted the marketplace. Supposedly, in an effort to clean up, she sees a boogeyman around every corner. She looks at injustices that don't exist. This total ban on employer non-competes is another example of ideologues that are in the government, people who think they know, but they don't know anything. She's never worked anywhere except in public service. She doesn't know what it's like to run our business and meet a payroll. And yet she has the full cooperation and support of Joe Biden and the rest of the people in his administration that are as clueless as she is. Just look around at all the things that don't work anymore and pay attention to the things that need to be fixed. This didn't need to be fixed. So that's ridiculous. It really is. It is asinine. So it's something that, you know, as a small business person, I'm faced with problems every day just, you know, to continue my existence. Never mind. I mean, that's why so many small business people listen to this program, because they can hear in my voice my experiences. I'm not a big-time radio guy in the sense that I work for a big company or have support from a big church or something like that. I'm on my own here, and it's becoming harder and harder and harder. And stuff like this, for people in my position, they look at it and they say, okay, I give up. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to go get a job. Or I'll do like half the people my age and I'll collect because it's so easy to get money from the government. I'm not going to work anymore. You know, during the McCarthy era, there's lots of conversation about who was a communist and who wasn't. And everyone, this is socialism at its finest. I won't say it's communism, but it's socialism. And it is this woman is a travesty, devastating. She wants to reshape America in her image. And this is how it gets started. Boy, I can hardly wait to get these people out of there, no matter who's up next. Dr. Ken Cronow, speaking of who's up next this week in our discussions, many of you listen to Dr. Ken on the weekend show. We have Good Day Health, 2 hours of health information on most of these same stations. Dr. Jack Stockwell has his brand of information to help you out in his way and his experience. And then Ken Cronow is on as the cardiologist. We talk a lot about things of the heart, matters of the heart, not the matters of the heart that we may, you know, it's not about broken hearts. It's about heart failure and atrial fibrillation and strokes and stuff. We talk about that and how to prevent them, what the latest is from a lot of the academies of science and the journals of medicine. He gives us his updates every week, what you should know and what you ought to know. We'll talk about depression this week. We've been talking about that a lot lately because there are a lot of people who are depressed.
That's an important topic.
Frankly. Yeah, it is, right. So check it out, as they say. What do they say? Check your local listening. Just look on the station website and see what programs they are playing during the weekend. All right, here's a kidnapping suspect that's been arrested. This is an Oregon home security camera that showed a woman being carried away against her will in Hillsboro, Oregon. Suspect and victim knew each other, apparently. This was not a random attack.
Yeah.
The video, which has been on all the news networks, it shows a woman with glasses ringing a doorbell, waiting for somebody to answer. Man with a beard appears to approach and carry her away against her will. She's crying for help, but that doesn't seem to have made a difference. She was thrown into a white pickup truck, and away they went. So why would I talk about this in terms of a national radio program, a local issue like this? Because it's happening more and more and more. The laws have become so easy to break, and there's no justice really, because very little of these things are prosecuted properly. Instead, we find the news media following stories like, remember, it was earlier this week we were talking about that senator, the state senator in Minnesota. I think her name was Nicole Mitchell. She was charged with burglary, going into a house, but she says she was just checking on a loved one who had Alzheimer's.
And
she wasn't stealing anything. Dad or stepmom or mom or stepdad
or something like that.
Right. She says this is a private matter. And I'm wondering how they even got, was it somebody next door that saw her crawling through a window or something?
Yeah. And there are situations like this where it is something harmless. And it's not, we never want to be like, oh, live in fear. But just be aware of your surroundings at all times and don't expect something bad to happen. But should you fall victim to something, know what to do. Have a backup plan in place. But also there are things that we can do to minimize us being a victim, like looking around, like being aware of your surroundings. A lot of times if you feel like if that gut instinct is like, I don't feel safe right now, follow it.
Yeah. Trust your instincts, but let's not go overboard.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a story that ought to be in my discussion with Ken Kronos and probably will be the situation with surgeons in Ukraine performing brain surgery to save a four-year-old's life. Think about this and think about what would happen if this was you and you needed medical care for your child in order for her to live a normal life. Would you go into a war zone? Would you allow your daughter to undergo brain surgery in a city that's being struck by bombs? That really was the question for the Gribben family. They're Irish, and they said yes. The hospital, St. Nicholas Children's Hospital in Ukraine, has a doctor who has specialized in helping people cure epileptic seizures. And they were causing this four-year-old to not really develop properly. This is a city that's near the Polish border. It's really far in the western part, so it hasn't been damaged much in the war. Most of the war has been in the central and southern part of Ukraine. There was a neurosurgeon, an American neurosurgeon, who was in the hospital advising the surgeons there, and his expertise in this area was the people in Ireland, the family, found out about it. And they traveled 1,800 miles to see this Dr. Luke Tomich, and he performed the operation. I don't see what happened, what the outcome was. He said, we opened up the skull, found abnormal tissue, separated it before removing it completely. Imagine this, right? And it gets, there's a couple of reasons for the notoriety here. A Ukrainian hospital, American surgeon, a girl who has no hope of living a normal life unless the surgery is performed. So all of the things put together make for a great story.
Yeah.
And I'd rather tell a story like this than I would continue to talk about the war in Ukraine, which seems to have no end, and the stories really aren't any different from day to day. This is a different story. This is really something cool. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants or drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. It's the Good Day program with social media in our focus at this point in every hour. You can contribute to some of our social media questions by going to Good Day Networks and all of the various social media. This point of this hour is aimed at understanding not necessarily the gossip or the things that are trending, but the actual the usage of social media. So we found the key to muting people on social media, something that may change your life. All right, how would this work? I suppose maybe, Jay, you're closer to these things than I am.
Yeah, this is one of those things that we're constantly talking about, how the dangers of social media and the scrolling is just, it's bad for the human mind anyway, no matter of age, especially for younger people. But we are not designed to be always connected, to be so inundated with all of this information at all times, every single day. But a lot of people forget the power of just unfollowing accounts and following people, but some people choose not to because they feel like that is, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, aggressive?
Yes.
Sometimes people think that that's, you know, really aggressive to unfollow
over
somebody.
The top.
Even if following that account is not only not contributing to your life, but actually ticking you off or making you feel more negative emotions or stressing you out or anything like that. But we forget about just muting people. You don't have to unfollow them if you don't want them to find out you unfollowed them and get upset or something. Just mute them, and then you don't see it anymore.
Pretty simple.
It seems so simple, yeah. Or like people are always talking about, oh, well, you see a post you don't like, well, keep scrolling then. Okay, well, what if we just take the post out of it because we just mute the account? All right.
Yeah, why let them get to you? I guess, you know, a lot of people say, oh, social media brings out the worst in me. That's because you let it bring out the worst in you. And it is, if you fix it, I guess with some, you can fix, if you have a youngster that has a cell phone, you can fix it so they can't access things that will be harmful to them, to their psyche. There are all kinds of digital boundaries, and you can create more fairly easily. Why would you want to avoid distress, dis-ease? Just cut that connection to these people. And it doesn't have to be with, you just ignore them. I delete so much stuff every day.
Yeah.
I bet you do as well, Jay. Just delete it. Screw it. I don't want to.
Yeah. Just be
not interested.
Follow it.
Yeah. The hell with it. So, anyway, If you're being irritated by anybody, somebody who's a coworker, somebody who's in school, somebody who is trying to embarrass you, we have something in Framingham called Framingham Unfiltered. The people who run it are really dastardly idiots who love to bring out the worst in everybody. And I find myself a frequent target of their foolishness. And so at first I said, oh, man. But the mayor said to me, why do you pay attention to it? It's just people who are idiots that are trying to be smarter, be somebody.
But
so ignore them.
How awful must they truly feel in their own life or about themselves? Because genuinely happy people, genuinely self-content and confident people don't go out of their way to drag other people down.
Yep. All right, Google has fired 20 more workers in the aftermath of the protests in their company over what they're doing to help the Israeli government. And so this is very interesting. 50 people have been fired so far. Internal turmoil at Google because of Project Nimbus, which was a contract for Google and Amazon to provide the Israeli government with cloud computing and artificial intelligence services. And now the people that think the Israelis are wrong are these techno-geeks, and they organized a group of protests, No Tech for Apartheid, so Google keeps firing them. As well they should, frankly. If they're not doing what the company wants them to do, they get involved in this stuff during business, fire them. I have no sympathy for them myself, frankly. 28 after the hour.
Food waste is the single largest component in our daily trash. I'm Holland Cook. With inflation hacks, American landfills gobble up an estimated 73 billion pounds a year, and lots of what we throw out is still edible because the way it's labeled can be confusing. If the label says, best if used before, that's when its flavor or quality will be best, not whether it's safe to eat. Use by is the last date the product is at peak quality. Other than infant formula, it's still safe. Sell by tells the retailer how long it can stay on the shelf. And freeze by dates are self-explanatory. That's what to do with markdown meat or poultry. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. And you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on 4 felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
CEO Hsiao Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing but not defining. A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salary employees to qualify for overtime. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my grams on Good Day.
$1,000, 5 weeks of grind and blood and sweat depend upon you. It's the lives of all these people who've worked with you. You've got to go on, you've got to feel. And give and give. They've got to like you, got to. Do you understand? You can't fall down. You can't, because your future's in it. My future and everything all of us have is staked on you. All right, now I'm through. But you keep your feet on the ground and your head on those shoulders of yours and go out and soar you. You're going out a youngster. But you've got to come back a star.
That's where Casey Kasem got his Keep Your Feet on the Ground, Keep Reaching for the Stars. That was from 42nd Street, the original version of 42nd Street. How many people knew that that's where Casey Kasem got Right? Remember he used to say, at the end of every show, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
You'd be surprised to hear that I did know that's where he
You knew that?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
It's a musical thing, so of course I know.
Yeah, James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side, thinking about the oceans. This is Earth Week, and there are a lot of people who are wondering, you know, well, there are people that have good intentions and people who don't have any intention at all. And then there are people who have bad intentions. So the focus on the oceans, because we, you know, the sea is ever changing, and because we have so much pollution in it, there are things that we ought to do, but the earth itself and the vastness of the ocean and the fact that we think about whether you do or you don't, the water that you drink, the oceans, the rivers, the lakes, the streams are filled with water that's billions of years old. That's your connection to the power of the earth, the fact that water has existed in its form. You ever think about that? How did all this water come to be? How did the oceans get filled? How did the, wherever there's water, how did, where did it come from?
Mm-hmm. And it's the same amount of water at all times. It just gets, it's just put in different locations when you think about it. Like some deserts are no longer as dry. Some areas that used to be more lush are now deserts. But it keeps recirculating. It evaporates and then it comes back down.
Yep. It's pretty amazing. One of the many amazing things when you think about what's going on, the Earth Day, the Earth Week. So we have that focus, and I think it's good. I'd like to think that our approach here on Good Day is practical rather than some of the nutty, crazy stuff that comes from people who worship at the altar of climate change or whatever. There are things that we ought to be aware of, and that's why this started in 1974. For example, the National Park Service has marked the occasion this week by recognizing those who have chosen to spend time volunteering. There are lots of people around the country who are volunteering in parks and cleaning up this week, trying to make things greener or cleaner or whatever. The American Climate Corps, again, sort of formed out of the climate cause Chicken Little stuff, but yet it still does have a good, it has there's good motivation to it. And so if we can put the politics and the nonsense aside and actually, like, get to something, it'll be cool. All right, let's see here. Also in the focus this week is the problem with leaf blowers. Now, how many of you woke up this morning thinking, wow, there's a real problem with those leaf blowers? See, I remember doing it the old-fashioned way. Get a rake, rake up the leaves, rake up the mulch, rake up the extra lawn clippings. Actually, you shouldn't take the lawn clippings off your lawn anyway because it's better to leave them on as the lawn needs nutrition. And the stuff that you cut off of the grass and it goes back into the soil is very helpful for the soil because it makes more soil. That's what it is. So to take, have some guy, the whether you do it yourself or you have somebody do it, take the green clippings away, that's not smart. Not good. Not, it's not, there's nothing about it that's good. But that wasn't my focus here. My focus is more on the leaf blowers, the, you know, that you, have you hear the noise? Mm-hmm. Well, there are no more rakes in many neighborhoods. There are leaf blowers. The landscaper who uses the, oftentimes it's early in the morning when these things start.
Yeah.
And people don't like that. But then there are those who are concerned about the impact these engines have on the environment. So now there's a move to make the leaf blowers electric, battery charged. There have been battery charged leaf blowers and lawnmowers and things. I remember we had a sponsor. Yeah, oh yeah, it's easy to do. We had a sponsor a couple of years ago that had electric lawnmowers and electric snow blowers. I remember they sent me one. Didn't work too well because it didn't have much power, but it was an idea at the time. I didn't say at the time it didn't work too well. Oh, this is a great thing.
Yeah.
They had mowers. In England, when my daughter was a student over there, we used to have a little flat, and I'd go over. It was great because the grass was always growing. They had a thing called a fly-mow, which was a mower that they didn't have wheels on it, but it was electric, and when you turned it on, it would raise itself above the grass of an inch or two, and you mowed the grass that way. It was actually a lot of fun until they got the electric cord wrapped around the mower, and that was the end of that.
Oh, so, no.
Yeah.
Well, and it makes sense. I mean, there you have those the mower things that can also pick up leaves or the leaf blowers. And when it's the actual companies, they have to hit a lot of houses. They have to get a lot of clients in a short period of time, so it makes sense that they're not just raking.
Yeah.
But if you have the available time to rake your own lawn or and can physically do so, you don't have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
It's a great workout.
Yeah, it is. All right, so the movement this year during Earth Week is to get rid of the gas-powered leaf blowers because they expel fumes and pollutants, carbon monoxide, yada, yada, yada. But there's also, no matter what powers the blower, there are particulates, the dust, the mold, the pollen, the things that are in bird doo-doo. Right? Dog doo-doo. You know, that stuff is in on the grass and it gets blown around. So people who have allergies are affected by it. Now, who would have thought that so much? And then the mulch that gets blown away and the leaves, the whole issue of soil erosion, the ecosystems getting disrupted. I don't know that we all lose a lot of sleep about it, and I'm not sure that we all should. Lose too much sleep about it. But the other side of it is, do you want that stuff blowing? You know, some of these bigger blowers, they can push stuff around 200 miles an hour around, and, you know, it gets into people's faces, what they're breathing, I don't know. And the thing that bothers me more than anything else are these companies that go around like True Green, and they have the chemicals that make your lawn green. But then do you know what it's doing actually to the soil itself? And I'm betting you don't. And maybe you don't care. But these pesticides, if your dog walks on the lawn after you've had that stuff sprayed on, or never mind, you got a dog, you got a baby.
Yeah.
That's walking around on that lawn. Do you know what's getting into his or her, let's say, playing on the grass? Good God.
Well, we've been on walks where we see, and they always put up those little flags toward the end of the driveways. And we've been on walks, and we've seen different flags that say, do not let children or dogs onto the grass. Just it has just been treated and all that stuff, kind of like warning things. And you can't even do it to the tree. Like, when I take Daisy for a walk, she has a rule, and that is that she can only potty on the tree lawn. We do not potty in people's yards.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trained with that. But the tree lawn is also treated, so you have to either cross the street or wait until you get to the next area that has not been treated and doesn't have flags.
Right. There you go. Something to think about, for sure. Yeah. Well, get out the rake and the broom. All right? It's good exercise, as Jay just suggested.
If you can physically do so.
Yeah.
Just like with you shouldn't shovel snow if you are not physically equipped to do so, because the rate of heart attacks raise whenever it is winter because of shoveling snow. That motion of going arms over your heart, that motion on a regular, like holding something heavy.
When up above your arm.
It's the same thing with raking. Make sure you're not like swinging the rake and you don't want to. That's not good.
There are leaf sweepers around. They operate like push mowers. They capture the leaves and the twigs and stuff. And you can put that if you have a garden. Everybody should have a garden if you've got a little bit of land. So you have a mulch pile. Easily and quickly, that stuff turns into something you can use in the soil, which is good for it. It is. All that stuff shouldn't be disposed of. It should be left to put back into the soil. Whether you got a garden or don't take the grass off of the lawn, leave it there. That's pretty practical, and that comes from a farmer who knows what happens to the soil when the remnants of what was on there are left. Much better for the soil. Much, much better. All right, there's another thing that came about this week, the announcement of that high-speed rail system from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. It's going to be an electric train, and if you look at some of the pictures what they've suggested the train's going to look like. It looks like one of those European bullet trains or Japanese bullet trains. And it'll go 200 miles an hour. So operating from Las Vegas to L.A., an hour and a half, that's a lot faster than you can drive it. And a lot easier than getting on, honestly, on a plane. Mm-hmm. There are flights every hour from Los Angeles and the suburban airports over to Las Vegas, and they're all full. Every airline runs them. American does. Delta, I don't know if Delta does, but I know that Southwest, that's one of the biggest routes, Los Angeles to Las Vegas. So this train would, I don't know whether it would be any less expensive, but they're, let's see here. There are 10 million people a year that go from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. Can you believe that? Well, not just Los Angeles. There's Southern California. The I-15 that goes from Las Vegas to, there are three California cities, that the Victor Valley and Rancho Cucamonga and into Los Angeles itself. So they want to have this train ready for the 2028 Summer Olympics. That'll be interesting to see how much of your tax dollars are going to go toward that. Anyway, that's that story. Now, let's talk about another form of transportation, shipping, what's going on in Baltimore. Apparently, the container ship that was, you know, on its way out before crashing into the Francis Scott Key Bridge was unseaworthy. That's what the city is saying now, because there are all kinds of lawsuits that are getting ready to be filed.
It should have never left the port.
Right, exactly. That's what the owner is being told. The owner has filed a federal lawsuit denying responsibility for the accident, and they want $43 million. Good for them. Isn't that interesting? As the world squirms. Yes, continuing here on Good Day 48 after the hour.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684 and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The hour, the familiar sound of the theme to The Pet Show. Warren Eckstein is here. He is the host of The Pet Show, and you can find out more about The Pet Show by going to Warren's house, knock on his door, talk to his wife Denise, or you can go to thepetshow.com. Either one of those things will probably work. Today is International Guide Dog Day. Guide dogs provide a lot of opportunities for independence, for people who are blind, right, and other circumstances. You've worked with those dogs a lot, I bet.
Yeah, they're amazing, and it gives someone whose life might not be fulfilled, enables them to actually fulfill their lives.
I'm looking back to the history of guide dogs, the 16th century, a lot of years of service. The first reference to guide dogs is in a poem, a nursery rhyme, actually. A is for Archer, and the line B is a blind man led by a dog. That's back in the 1500s, so they've been around. The guide dogs of America were founded 70 years ago, so you know it's not like it's just today. These things have been used for hundreds of years. Dogs with veterans, I think. Don't you think that's... And we think about it in terms of our own soldiers, but they were used by the Germans as well. There are
diversity,
guys.
You know, the diversity nowadays, it's so different. You know, The training that was done years ago and the training that's done now is similar. It's the exposing dogs to what they're going to be exposed to when they're with the visually challenged person. But the bottom line is things are different sounds. You know, how does the dog react to an electric car versus a regular car that's coming down the street? They can hardly hear the electric car. Thank God dogs have a better sense of hearing. But it's amazing in terms of the having the opportunity of seeing people that were visually challenged without a dog and then seeing how their life is once they've had a guide dog. It's unbelievable. It's like a whole new life for these people. The whole world wakes up for them. So I think it's just an incredible thing. And the interesting part is back then and even today, Guide Dog Day, they just assumed that dogs were only trained specifically for people with challenges physically, but now they're trained for challenges. I had a guy on my show this week that runs something called For Veterans' Sake, and all the different challenges, whether it be a guide dog, a dog for someone who's deaf or someone who's physically challenged. Amazing what they can do, and that's why we need to get the point across. Something I've been doing for years, and you've been helping me, is that animals need respect, especially our dogs. They need respect for all they do for us.
Yeah, for sure. You were, and I were talking about dog food, where it comes from. I've seen a lot of ads lately for different well, there's so much money in it. What do you tell me? There's $6 billion a year in the dog food
business. It's over 130. I think it's like 130 million. It's unbelievable, the thing. And, you know, it's so important that you brought that up because people often ask me about dog food on the show. And very often, because of the success and the money, a lot of these dog food companies, these celebrities, the head, this one's pitching this dog food, that one's pitching this dog food, a lot of them are investment groups that see the money that's being made and invest in a dog food. The food companies I like and the food companies I generally recommend, I can call up the CEO tomorrow and talk to them. It's not owned by some investment group. It's owned by someone who literally loves animals and cares about what products they're putting out.
Yep. All right, here's the story of Alicia Silverstone and her son. They've teamed up for a new PETA campaign on animal dissection. You know, there's a whole thing in schools about cutting up frogs and things. Do you remember doing that when you were in school? I remember
getting suspended from school for refusing to do that. I got kicked out of school for 3 days because I refused to dissect a frog. Absolutely.
Wow. So if you don't, I guess I would ask you in terms of biological knowledge, what do we learn by cutting open a frog? I remember the frogs were grown. There were companies that supplied frogs, and they'd kill them and put them in formaldehyde, right?
There you go. Yeah. You know, it's so useless. It's the same thing with animal experimentation. Maybe there was a use for it 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago, but nowadays with computer images and technology, there's no longer any need for animal experimentation. All the different things can be found on the computer, the colors, the signs, the way it looks, all of that stuff can be computerized now. So are schools still doing that, dissecting frogs? Maybe they are. I don't know.
In some places, I think they probably are, yeah. So then the question... the question comes on what at the time I remember some of the girls in class saying, I don't want to touch that. So maybe that's part of the problem. Alright, Warren Eckstein, check out the pet.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.